death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. We have a lot of bizarre news, and we also have some replies from Bloomberg, a direct reply to an article that we had up yesterday about Jeb Bush possibly going to Bilderberg in 2015. Of course, they announced that he's going to be going to Poland, Estonia, and Germany in early June. That's about the time that the Bilderberg conference is going to be held in Switzerland. And there was kind of a there was a very sarcastic, condescending article that came out of Bloomberg. I mean, what else would you expect? Talking about that, not talking about Bilderberg, but basically talking about us. You know, we're conspiracy theorists, and you know, we're spouting all the this nonsense. And he actually tweeted out the question: is Jeb Bush going to go to Bilderberg? And he got a response from the Bush campaign. So we're going to talk about that. Actually, Alex is going to join us in the next segment. Alex Jones is going to come on and talk about Bilderberg. I find it very interesting that for decades, the press, the mainstream media, had nothing to say about Bilderberg. And as Jim Tucker used to say, isn't it amazing that the most powerful people on earth in government and business and the military can all meet together, do it in secret for a week, and there's absolutely no media coverage. Isn't that interesting? And, of course, David Rockefeller thanked them for that courtesy, thanked them for helping to keep certain things that they wanted to do quiet. And, of course, Bilderberg, I should say Bloomberg. Maybe we should call it that, the Bloomberg-Bilderberg report. They do a good job of covering up for that. And there's also an interesting story where a Citibank executive, an economist, who famously said just a few months ago that gold is in a 6,000-year bubble. Think about that. Is that a bubble? It's lasted throughout recorded history. By definition, that is not a bubble. Okay, but the same economist that said that, that chief economist for Citibank, of course, always pushing the central bank agenda, no matter how absurd, he's now calling for something very dangerous, and that is getting rid of cash because, you know, cash is an obstacle to negative interest rates. They've held interest rates at 0% for so long for us, not for them. I mean, they're charging Greece 28%. They charge you and your credit card that or more. Sometimes you go up to 50% if they can come up with a rationale for it. But, of course, in terms of what they have to pay to the central banks, the main bankers get a 0% interest rate. But they want to take it to a negative interest rate for us. They're not content just to use our money for free. And at that point, people are going to say, well, why would I pay to have money on deposit in the bank? I'll just take it out in cash. So one of his solutions, and he talks about possible solutions, is just to outright ban cash. We've seen a war on cash many different levels. It started with money laundering reports and structuring reports from the government when you put the money in the bank. Now they want reports when you take more than $5,000 out. Many cases in the U.S. and the U.K., people have been refused to have their money taken out. Now they're reporting that to the government as if it's a crime. We know what's coming with this. We know what's coming with the Jade Helm training. We know that they are concerned about financial collapse, among other different scenarios. They're working to set up martial law. And, of course, they don't want you to be independent of their system. They don't want you to have cash. They don't want you to have Bitcoin. But it's a very upside-down world. As we're moving towards gunboat diplomacy in the Middle East, going to Yemen, going to Iran, threatening them, of course, we have John Kerry. This is a story on Infowars.com. The world... The U.S. is helping commit atrocities in Yemen and pretending that it's Iran's fault. And, of course, he says Iran needs to recognize the U.S. is not going to stand by while the region is destabilized. See, if we do anything, it's not destabilizing. But if our political enemies do it, it's destabilizing. We can invade a country, we can occupy a country, that's not destabilizing. What we did in Libya is not destabilizing. But we have to worry about our enemies destabilizing things, no matter how absurd. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at this moment.
Take a hold of this thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy
field.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you use for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight here live on Tuesday, April the 21st, 2015. We have a report that came out yesterday, an article that asked the question, is Jeb Bush going to Bilderberg in 2015? It's a good question because his campaign announced that he's going to the general area at about the same time that the Bilderberg Convention is going to be held this year, the meeting. And as we pointed out in the article, InfoWars correctly predicted in 2007 that Texas Governor Rick Perry would run for president in 2012 after going to the Bilderberg Conference in Istanbul, Turkey. It's also reported that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton disappeared off of their schedules mysteriously for a couple of days while the Bilderberg Conference was going on in Northern Virginia. So it's kind of interesting to see that his schedule coincides. So that's why we just asked that question. It's a very secretive organization. They don't really talk about what goes on too much there, especially if it's certain political figures. They don't talk about who comes there. They do release now a list of attendees. They pretended for a very long time that it didn't exist, and so did the press. But now, in response to this article, we had a reporter at Bloomberg, a Dave Weigel, says, whoa, if true, that's his series there, Jeb Bush, Bilderberg, and the Secret Rulers of the World. A very sarcastic article. Talks a lot about us being right-wingers, that we believe there's reptilians, there are ever-spurting founts of Bilderberger panic that are coming from our radio show. Now, you know what? They deny that it existed for decades. They didn't cover it for decades. Jim Tucker talked about the fact that it was very strange that you could have the most powerful people in politics, in the military, in corporations, all meeting together in secret, no oversight, no press coverage. Isn't that interesting that that would happen for decades and it would not be covered? And they would laugh if you even suggested that it existed just about 20 years ago. Even if you suggested that Bilderberg existed, you were a ridiculous conspiracy theorist. Well, what happened in this story was he tweeted our story, and he tweeted it to Jeb Bush's campaign. And he said Tim Miller quickly saw the tweet and responded. And he said, no. And I guess that just settles it. So maybe we could settle what's going on with Walmart by asking them why they closed five stores suddenly. I guess they could give us a one-word response, plumbing, and it would be done no matter how ridiculous. We got a special report. Alex called in from the road with a special report about this Bilderberg. Let's go to Alex Jones right now.
That's right, David. I'm coming to you via cell phone out here working on a story that we'll be breaking in the next few days, shooting some important videos. Appreciate you doing a great job with the broadcast. How am I coming through to you?
Come through good.
Okay, fantastic. I call things Rosetta Stones or basically decoder rings. And this story in Bloomberg opens a whole window into how they control people. A, as you said, how they said Bilderberg didn't exist all these years. Now they have to admit it. But larger than that, we're not saying Bilderberg is even the only top of the pyramid. It's just one spot where this shadow government global corporate system shows itself. And the victory of the new media in the last 20 years, especially forcing it out in the open, where there's a huge media feeding frenzy every year when it takes place. I'm sending Paul Watson to Austria. I may go myself, or I may send you or someone else. I've got to make that decision in the next week or two. We sent you to Copenhagen, Denmark last year, obviously. But when you read the article and they say, well, it's all settled. There are no secret groups making decisions. There are no secret elites influencing politicians. Everyone knows that powerful interests in secret groups meet in smoky rooms for hundreds of years, well, for thousands of years, but 500 years since tobacco was imported to Europe as cigars. So we know all of this goes on. We know it's happening. And here is Bloomberg in the same packaging, lecturing to us, David, how, oh, ha, 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 it exists, but, you know, Jeb Bush has said he's not going, so there's your answer. There's no secret stuff going on. They imply that Hillary and Obama weren't at Bilderberg. I watched the Secret Service drive by as they pointed MP5 submachine guns at us. It's on video in Obama deception. I watched as all of this unfolded. He disappeared. They put the press corps on an airplane and flew it to Chicago. He was there. Hillary then stepped down 2 days after and announced that she wasn't going to run anymore. They were both there. That even later came out in some of the European press. So we're doing the media's real job. We're not idiots getting shanghaied on an airplane, being told that Clinton and Obama are going to Chicago, and they all get on the plane, on the Obama plane, and they close the door, and Gibbs gets up and says, you know, well, he had a wish to be alone, so we put you on the plane and basically kidnapped you. Hillary, back in the 90s, going to Bilderberg meeting, was fined several hundred thousand dollars for violating the Logan Act. Okay, Rick Perry went. When I was 2 years ago in England, north of London, covering Bilderberg with 3,000-plus demonstrators, a helicopter, you know, came in with world leaders, and the prime minister drove in, you know, in an armored motorcade. This is all on video. So they sit there and act like this isn't happening. The truth is, Bilderberg's now gone public because they couldn't hide it. Davos is now their public front. The International Bank of Settlements and other groups are all chaired by the same people, just like this Pacific Partnership trade deal secret, just like the takeover of the Internet was secret. It's all secret, and they sit here and lecture us like we're children. It doesn't work anymore. But you read that article, which is crazy. But here's the good news. Somebody like Jeb Bush, major power broker, you know, one of the two major crime families that share the crown of power, that share the ring of power, here you are having to respond to something that they said didn't exist before. So it's just crazy. Clinton, a little-known governor, 1991, goes to Bilderberg. 2 years later, he's president. I could go on and on. Tony Blair, little-known member of parliament, goes to Bilderberg. 3 years later, he's prime minister. I could go on for day after day mentioning all the major deals. We have been given secret papers from the 60s when I was at Bilderberg a few years ago in Virginia by a federal archivist that was Bilderberg taking over the unions in the 60s to actually destroy labor and all this stuff. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fact. We're exposing the shadow oligarchy that controls things. They don't like it, and it's just important that we put an article out countering them and showing all the places that the major power brokering goes on, that we do a piece on the Nightly News, showing the clips from Obama deception, where Gibbs has them all basically hijacked, Shanghai would be the proper word. It's simply amazing that we've gotten to this point, and we're having victories. And so now all they can do is make fun of us and make jokes and imply that we're insane. It doesn't work. That's why their ratings go down, our ratings go up. It's why we need people's support and prayers, because the enemy, we are literally in probably 15 to 20 major publications today, sometimes hundreds. We're attacked on CNN, MSNBC, by the White House, Media Matters, now on a weekly basis. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not fun to say this, but it's true. We are now, when it comes to fighting tyranny, at the very tip of the spear, thanks to your support and prayers. I've prayed to God to help put us in a position to fight the New World Order. God has granted those prayers. But now that we've prayed that David be put up against Goliath on the field, now we have to pray that we be given the skill and discernment to make sure these rocks hit the enemy right between the eyes politically. So this is a big deal, folks. We are now openly in contention to really expose large sectors of the globalist operation. And I'll end with this. Remember 2 years ago when the military, through Infowars.com, the non-commissioned officers, but also officers by the thousands, put out images saying, I won't fight overseas for Al-Qaeda. I won't be part of this. I won't go into Syria. Then the head of the Joint Chiefs had to go and tell Obama they couldn't launch that operation. That's the type of thing where Infowar, where truth, where David against Goliath can absolutely expose these incredible evils that are going on. And it's the same thing with the situation with the Bilderberg. So great job, David Knight and crew. I know Leanne McAdoo's coming up live in studio. I know you also have a state rep on who's leading the fight all over the country to repeal asset forfeiture seizure laws. So we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, you mentioned that rep that we're going to have. That's Kendall Croker from Wyoming. Of course, there was a civil asset forfeiture bill that would rein in that process in Wyoming that was passed in both houses. It was vetoed by the governor. Some Republicans changed their position. But Kendall Croker was very outspoken on that. He talked about all the different aspects of the Bill of Rights that civil asset forfeiture destroys. And so we're going to have him on in the second hour. We're going to talk to him also about the other efforts that are going on there, as well as in other states, to essentially establish our rights to due process, to say that you're not going to have property taken away from you unless you're actually charged and convicted with a crime. Imagine that. Imagine that they wouldn't give you excessive fines. Wouldn't that be interesting to live in an America like that? Stay with us. When we come back, I've got an amazing story about the Miami Herald and how they covered up the Bay of Pigs. Of course, that was just a conspiracy theory at the time. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the door.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. Before I get back to the news, and I have more to say about this ridiculous Bloomberg article. Before I do, I want to let you know that at our InfoWars Life store, we have a special on Silver Bullet right now, 50% off. It's usually $29.95. It is $14.95. Save you about $15 on that. And, of course, that's preparedness grade silver. It's concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million. We've been sold out for months at a time. Right now we have it in stock. It's a good time to stock up for 2015. Again, half off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we support this operation. And, of course, that allows us to actually have a voice here. You know, for years, I would hear that I remember the early 90s in the Libertarian Party, people would bring up the Bilderberg Group, and I would laugh at them. I didn't believe it existed. We didn't have internet then. It was early 90s. And, of course, the media is completely controlled. There are a few people like Jim Tucker who are laboring in the wilderness, Daniel Estlin writing books, covering it. Mainstream media pretended that it didn't exist. And so now what they do is they mock anybody that talks about it. That's what this Bloomberg article is, talking about the New World Order's dictates are being hammered out at Bilderberg, according to us, and we're always spurting fonts of Bilderberg panic. That's the way he puts it. Interesting thing is that as he tweeted our article to the Jeb Bush campaign, they come back and he says, and this is the subtitle of his article, "The Likely Republican Candidate's Campaign Debunks Alex Jones." You know what he did to debunk us? He just said, no. Oh, that's it. The royalty has spoken. The Bush campaign has spoken. All they have to do, single word, they debunk us. And then, of course, this idiot who works for Bloomberg writes a little mocking story. Well, let me tell you how the press really works. Let's take a little bit of a history lesson. This is a mea culpa from the Miami Herald. They say the Miami Herald, the CIA, and the Bay of Pigs scoop that did not run. Now, this is a story that ran the end of last week, and they start out with a quote from JFK. He says, "It was the beating of our lives," Kennedy said a few days after. He wondered why nobody had talked him out of the Bay of Pigs. And so this article says, well, could the Miami Herald have done that? Could we have talked him out of it? Actually, 7 months before it had happened, they had a story talking about how it was going to happen. And it's pretty amazing how they came across this story. They had a 16-year-old, his name is John Keogh, and he was working on a farm. He had a bunch of his friends who were going to come over and gather up some chickens for somebody that they were going to sell them to. The person never showed up, so all these 16-year-old kids are kind of hanging around with nothing to do. They decide they're going to drive into town and just kind of hang around, see if they can find somebody to talk to, have some Cokes or whatever. One of the guys said, hey, I saw something really weird. There's this camp of migrant farm workers, and they're dancing around the fire at night and acting really weird. So he said, so we thought we'd go by and see what they're doing. And when they got there, one of the guys said, hey, I've got some firecrackers. It'll be funny to see what happens if we throw some firecrackers and scare these guys. So they light some firecrackers, and they throw them. And guess what happens? They take out, as they say in the article here, a host of weapons, including including 30 caliber machine guns. Opened up from inside the camp. One of the bullets came through the window of Keogh's pickup truck, hit him in the back of the head, and left him blind. Over the next 72 hours, he had to have 3 surgeries to survive. Now, when the police got there, they were told that these were members of a Cuban counter-revolutionary army that was training to overthrow Castro. The police were not impressed. They picked these guys up. They arrested 15 of them. They charged 2 of them with attempted murder. But they never went to trial. These charges just kind of sat there. They say even the most routine legal proceedings were unscheduled. Then they found out when a cop told a reporter saying, you know, why isn't anybody being charged with this? What's going on? A cop whispered to him and said, the State Department has asked for us to throw these things out. Well, then you had a reporter doing his job. Today he would be called a conspiracy theorist. But he started doing his job, so he started calling around. They said, try to find out what's going on with the State Department. Well, they didn't want to talk to him, but the Justice Department did. He had some contacts in the Justice Department. They said they had a feud that was going on between FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover and the CIA. The CIA wanted to train an army of Cuban exiles to overthrow Castro, but the FBI was charged with enforcing the Federal Neutrality Act. So that kind of made it illegal to do a military expedition, right? We have laws that the FBI is trying to enforce. They're charged with enforcing that, but the CIA wants to do it anyway. So the bottom line is they do a story. And Dulles calls up the owner of the newspaper, and he says, spike that story. Story never ran. What would have happened if we had known that they were trying to overthrow the Cuban government? What would happen if we knew that our government was trying to overthrow the Constitution and enact martial law? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the next hour with a representative from Wyoming who worked very hard to try to overturn civil asset forfeiture there. We need to understand that if we don't uphold property rights for people, then we become essentially slaves. That's what you call people who don't have any property, who don't have any rights. And, of course, civil asset forfeiture not only directly attacks our property rights, but it attacks all of our rights to due process as well. It takes away our right to have a trial and be found guilty, you know, to be charged with a crime. It just confiscates our property. And, of course, there's no sense of proportion. As we've pointed out many times, they'll go in, for example, and take a family's home, as they tried to do in Philadelphia, take the entire family's home because their teenager sold $40 worth of pot to somebody on the back porch. That's the way civil asset forfeiture works. So we're going to talk to him about the process there. We need to understand that there is a pushback at the state level. It's very important. He'll be joining us in the next hour. Right now, I want to continue with what I was talking about in terms of the lapdog media, just as we had this Bloomberg mocking report about our questioning whether or not Jeb Bush was going to be going to Bilderberg as he's traveling to that area of Europe at about the same time. A good question to ask, just as people are asking, what's going on with Walmart? Of course, they're telling everybody it's plumbing. That absolutely, nobody believes that. They haven't pulled any plumbing permits in any of these cities. We've seen video where they have it heavily guarded with police. Some people have gone in and taken shots of it. You can see that they have cleared the shelves and they have barricaded with visual barricades the rest of the store so you can't see it. So we don't know what's going on. There's an article on Infowars.com asking if this is in retaliation to the unions, to the people who are trying to get minimum wage raised. That's one possibility. There are also other possibilities that people have talked about in terms of how this might be turned over to the government to use in these military exercises or whatever. We don't know. When you give people implausible stories, when you flat out lie to them, as Walmart is lying to people, as the government lies to people, that's when people start to investigate. And then they dismiss that, calling it a conspiracy theory. Let's look at what's going on with Sony, because, you know, for years we were telling you at InfoWars, Alex Jones was telling you, they're listening to everything you say. They're watching everything you do on your computer, on your phone. They can turn on the camera on your monitor and they can watch and record you. Oh, you're a bunch of paranoid conspiracy theorists with tinfoil hats, we were told. Nobody questions that anymore. And the sad thing is, we're not stopping it either. Now, there's a story on RT about the new Sony picture. They bought the rights to Glenn Greenwald's book about Edward Snowden. And they put out a press release. And the internal emails that were hacked out of Sony have all been released now by WikiLeaks, so we can get a glimpse into their internal workings there at Sony. Very interesting to see what they did. In this particular case, when they put out this press release for the book that they're going to make the movie out of it, the book is No Place to Hide, Ed Snowden, the NSA, and the U.S. Surveillance State. That was Glenn Greenwald's book. They're going to make a movie out of that. So they put out a press release, and this is what they, the person who reviewed it on the inside said. He says, I have a few concerns. In the second paragraph, first sentence, instead of saying U.S. government's illegal spying operations, I would propose U.S. government's controversial intelligence gathering. So don't call it a spy operation. Don't say the U.S. government is illegally spying on people. Say it's controversial. It's not illegal. It's controversial. It's not spying. It's gathering intelligence. Oh, you know, because of our safety, you know, national security and all that. Second change. Second paragraph, last sentence, I would replace the term misuse of power with actions. Actions. It's not misuse of power. It's not illegal. It's just actions that our government takes. That's the way they cover it up. And Sony is one of the worst companies at doing this. Of course, with the interview, they were pushing for an assassination agenda as regime change. They were propagandizing the American public, the South Korean public, and hopefully they thought the North Korean whatever you want to call North Korea. They were propagandizing everyone in a comedy film that they needed to have assassination. They explicitly said that back and forth in the emails. That's the way they propagandize you. It's not just in the news that they don't cover. It's not just in the news that they mock. It's also in the movies that they put out. Here's another one. One of the other things they found when they looked at these hacked Sony emails, they found out, surprisingly, that Sony had on its server pirated ebooks. Imagine that. Wow. How's that for hypocrisy? The same people who want draconian measures in place where they can shut down entire websites and take over the internet, shut down anybody that they don't like just by alleging And again, we're back to the kind of mindset that we have with civil asset forfeiture. You don't have to prove that somebody's guilty of something. You just merely have to be a large, powerful company or individual and allege that somebody did wrong, and then the government will step in for you and make it happen just like that. They will shut down an entire website based on an allegation. That's the way these copyright things are going to work. They haven't been able to get that through the Congress, through the legislature, so they're going to push it through with the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic partnerships. That's the kind of thing that they're putting in there to push through. So Sony doesn't like pirating. They want to be able to shut down entire websites if they allege that you have pirated some of their material. And, of course, they believe these few media companies, these five media companies, they believe they own the world. They think they own everything, you know, from Happy Birthday tunes to you name it. They think they own everything. So they'd be able to shut down anybody that they want. Well, it turns out that they had pirated ebooks on there. And here's the irony, okay? The books are books about how to hack. That's what they had on their server site. There you go. They didn't pay for the books. They stole them. And they had books on hacking on their site. There you go. Now, we're talking about surveillance. There was an interesting story that I saw that we had at the end of the week last week. Mikhail Thalen put up on Friday. Intelligent streetlights that we see in Jacksonville, Florida. This is another aspect of the corporate surveillance state and the way that they co-opt the corporations, the large preferred corporations. And, of course, this is one of the most preferred corporations, General Electric. The one that has perhaps the closest ties to the Obama administration. Of course, a no-tax-paying corporation, of course, General Electric. Now, in Jacksonville, Florida, the city government is preparing to install intelligent streetlights. It's going to be about 150 of them. It's a pilot program by General Electric. They call it the Intelligent City Initiative. Now, they're going to have intelligent LEDs. They say they're going to be a gateway to city-changing technology. Yeah, no doubt. Sensors, controls, wireless transmitters, microprocessors, all inside the LED systems. We've talked about that as well, too, that even your lights are being used to spy on you. Petraeus was bragging about it, actually said it in a speech. And when we reported it, we were attacked by people like Bloomberg for saying that we were conspiracy theorists. The Internet of Things is actually a way to get everything in your house, collecting and reporting data to the government, to corporations. Now, in this particular case, GE's got some software that they call Predix. Sounds an awful lot like Minority Report's pre-crime, doesn't it? So it's going to collect and analyze data from these streetlights. And they say it's going to deliver optimized tools for city challenges. I wonder what kind of city challenges those would be. I'm sure they'll find some way to make money off it. But here's the deal. Here's the way this works. And you need to understand this because this is the way CISPA is set up to why we have CISPA. They say data will be hosted on GE's network. City and JEA, whatever that is, I don't know what the acronym is. Anyway, I guess that's Jacksonville or something. But the city officials can request that data and they can use it internally. I'm sure they'll have to pay for it. But that's the fiction that they use to get around, they say, the Fourth Amendment requirements. They say, well, this data that you have with your cell phone company, this data that you have with your internet service provider, this data that we collected in public, that's not you. That belongs to GE, or it belongs to AT&T, or it belongs to your internet service provider. They own that information. Even though it's your private information, even though it's something about you, the corporation owns it. So all the government has to do is ask the corporation. This is the corporation's data. They can just turn it over to you. They don't need to get a search warrant. See, that's the way they're doing this. They're saying that it's the corporation's data. It's an outright lie, and we need to call them on it. But that's why they're putting out CISPA. CISPA's Cyber Intelligence Sharing Protection Act. Okay? They put it out several times. It was defeated by Aaron Schwartz, and they, depending on who you believe, he was either driven to suicide or he was murdered to keep him from opposing it in the future. They failed several times to do this, and you've got to understand it's coming back now. The Republicans are very much into this entire surveillance state, pretty much everybody except for Rand Paul. They're calling it CISA this time. They've taken out the P. Maybe it's because people kept asking, well, where's the protection? The only protection that's in CISPA, the only protection that's in this legislation, CISA, is protection for the corporations. Because if they collect information on you, like this GE program in Jacksonville, if they collect that information on you, spy on you. Let's just call it that. It's not intelligence gathering. It's spying. Okay? They're a bunch of creepy, illegal voyeurs, and we need to call them what they are. If they collect this information on you and turn it over to the government, then you're not going to be able to sue them if they get this bill passed, CISA, which is, again, the multiple instantiation of CISPA. There was also another article that came out this weekend, the end of the license plate. This was linked on the Drudge Report, and it actually came from Cato Institute. And when I saw this, my first response was, A2 Cato? I mean, talk about betrayal. The whole premise of this is that because we have cameras everywhere, license plates are now a threat to your privacy. Well, yeah, no doubt. Everybody's looking at this. The problem, though, is not the license plate. The problem is the cameras. But that's not their solution. Their solution is to go one level further into a surveillance state. Get rid of license plates and give all of your cars RFID transponders. So you can't even get rid of your spy phone that you've got in your pocket, you know, the iWatch from Apple, the iWatch U is what it ought to be called. You can't even get rid of that. They'll put it into your car, make your car spy on you. And the guy says, I've testified to Congress about these cameras. I've said that they are a big brother infrastructure. Yeah, they are. So get rid of the cameras. Put rules on the cameras. But no, we will go through and we'll do RFID. And this is an interesting thing that he pointed out. He said, if a law were proposed today requiring people walking on sidewalks to wear name tags, Americans would strongly reject such an attack on the freedom to move about anonymously. Yes, they would. I think they would. Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they wouldn't understand that that's important. But I think perhaps that they would. I agree with him. The trade-offs, he says, don't make sense in name tagging because people who are walking have far less capacity to harm another person than someone who's behind the wheel of a car. There you go. There you go. Cato Institute making the argument that you should give up your liberty for security, for safety. Cato, the libertarian think tank, supposedly, selling the idea that we need to give up our freedom, our liberty, for security. As we've said many times, if you give up your security, as Benjamin Franklin pointed out, you don't deserve liberty. But you know what? History has shown us that you don't get it either. If you give up your liberty, you're just a slave. You're putting yourself in a maximum security prison. That's where this is all headed. So he says there's a few obvious alternatives to automobile licensing, and he talks about the RFID thing. He says, however, he says, we could make laws against people recording and taking pictures of your automobile license, but, you know, that would essentially be futile. So what we'll do is we will, we can't enforce laws against people snapping your license plate. So what we'll do is we'll require that you put a spy transponder on your car, and then that will be broadcast only to the government because we can trust the government. Remember, this is the Cato Institute talking. This isn't Hillary Clinton talking. This is the Cato Institute, the libertarian think tank, saying, okay, we're going to report this back to the government, but don't worry. You can trust the government. It's just other people that you have to worry about. Look, if you can't enforce privacy through automobile tags, you're not going to be able to enforce it through RFIDs. You're creating an infrastructure of tyranny that is even more horrific. And just as we look at this article that came out yesterday, district attorney says encrypted phones may make you a terrorist because they can't be accessed by law enforcement. What do we say about a society where all of our leaders do everything in secret? I mean, that's one of the aspects of the Bilderberg Group, right? The secrecy, the fact there's no press there, there's no coverage allowed. It's Davos, as they said, without press passes. That was what the Bloomberg article said. Yeah, that ought to concern us. When you've got the wealthiest, most powerful corporations meeting with the most powerful politicians and there is no oversight, you don't even have an accurate record of who all is there. They tell you some of the people that are there, you don't get a complete listing of that. We ought to be concerned about that. We ought to be concerned about a society where everything the rich and powerful do is secret, but everything the rest of us do is an open book. Just as they're saying that PayPal wants to take a look at, they want to implant passwords into our stomach and into our brain. They view us as cattle. They're treating us as if we were prisoners in a concentration camp, as if we were their slaves. That's the bottom line. They want to get rid of these Apple phones. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't necessarily believe that the Apple phones do give you anonymity. Perhaps they're just saying that so that they'll get you to buy them again, because we had those slides that got released as part of the Snowden documents that showed the NSA laughing about the fact, the connection between Steve Jobs, Apple, and 1984. Of course, they used the famous 1984 commercial to announce the release of the Macintosh in 1984. And they said, who would have thought in 1984, and they show that commercial, that this would become Big Brother, and they show Steve Jobs holding an iPhone, and then they show the crowd lining up like a manic crowd to purchase iPhones, and I said, and that the public would pay for it. See? So now they're telling you, oh, don't worry, Apple has created a phone that is dark, that cannot be accessed by law enforcement, even when a court has authorized us to look at its contents, complains the government, which has been working with Apple and Google and the rest of these companies to spy on us. They say, that's going to be terrorist communications device of choice. Well, I don't know. I think that maybe that's true. I seriously doubt that they don't have access to that. I don't think anybody finds it credible anymore that the government is not spying on us. We know they're spying on everything. As a matter of fact, Twitter now has moved their non-U.S. accounts to Ireland just to get away from the USA. They're required to turn over all this stuff by U.S. law to comply with NSA-driven requests. But if you're not an American, you get privacy from the NSA. Of course, they say Ireland, there's also another motive to this, because Ireland doesn't have as stringent privacy regulations as they do elsewhere in Europe. So there may be an economic basis of that. But good for Twitter. At least they get some of the people away from the NSA. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be having a Wyoming state legislature representative joining us in the next hour. And we're going to talk to him about the efforts in that state to try to stop civil asset forfeiture. Of course, it was stopped in New Mexico. We had the legislature there, bipartisan. Both houses, the Senate and the House, passed it unanimously. One of them is controlled by one party, the other one's controlled by the other party. and the governor signed it at the last minute. We were all wondering if she was going to do a pocket veto. She waited so long, never said anything about it, but she did sign it. So that's now become law. New Mexico was one of the worst states in terms of abuses of civil asset forfeiture. But this is a national problem. This is something that came to us out of the war on drugs. And it is a bipartisan movement. There is a bipartisan movement to push back against this. It's something that's happening at state legislatures. It is something that's happening at the national level. I want to play a couple of clips here from a couple of senators, Rand Paul as well as Senator Mike Lee, talking about asset forfeiture. And it's also very, very much in the news right now because the presumptive Attorney General Jessica Lynch, the one who's been nominated to take Eric Holder's place, that's now coming to a head. It looks like they're going to move forward with these hearings. She is firmly on the side of continuing civil asset forfeiture. So here's what Rand Paul says about Loretta Lynch and civil asset forfeiture.
Well, basically, the government can take money from you without ever convicting you, without ever even charging you. In fact, the most famous U.S. attorney for doing this is Loretta Lynch. She confiscated $110 million worth of people's stuff, never tried them, never even took them to court, just kept their money. And it turns justice on its head because you're presumed to be guilty until you prove that you're innocent. And so I'm very opposed to this. I've met with the president about this, and we're putting forward legislation that says they shouldn't be allowed to take your stuff without a conviction.
Absolutely. And let's also have, this is Senator Mike Lee talking about why asset forfeiture has exploded. And again, we're going to have a state rep joining us in the next hour. Do we have that clip ready? Okay, let's go to that clip of Senator Mike Lee.
The Constitution says that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Despite this, this protection that we have in our Constitution, the testimony today and recent news reports indicate that due process is often ignored when it comes to civil asset forfeiture. Well, we all agree that crime should not pay. The federal forfeiture laws have enabled and even in some cases incentivized law enforcement practices that have great potential to threaten our liberty. That's why I'm a co-sponsor of the FAIR Act, along with my colleague, Senator Rand Paul. I look forward to working with my fellow legislators to eliminate the profit incentive that forfeiture creates and to adopt procedures that have a greater capacity to protect our constitutional rights.
That's right, and we're going to talk to a state representative who's working on it at the state level. Now, when the governor in Wyoming vetoed what Representative Kendall Croker, who's going to be joining us in the next hour, when he vetoed what was passed there by both houses, Representative Croker, who we're going to be talking to in the next hour, said civil asset forfeiture violates the Fifth, the Sixth, and the Seventh Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. This is a discussion we need to have. Very, very important. And so we're going to be talking to him in the next hour. And I want to remind you that if you're not a subscriber to Prison Planet TV, please consider supporting our operation. That's where I typically hang out. It's where Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson are doing reports. And, of course, Leanne McAdoo is going to be joining us in the third hour as well. So in the next hour, we've got Representative Croker coming on to talk to us about civil asset forfeiture. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why am I lying?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.